Footprints on the Journey, The Diary of Kenpo Sodargye. Good looking. A vain person usually places great importance on outward appearance and will dress up in showy outfits and bejewel themselves elaborately. Fully intoxicated with self-satisfaction and self-admiration, they crave others' attention and often leave no room to appreciate inner beauty. An Indian practitioner knows too well this feeling. When I was young, I had a bad habit of loving to wear very expensive clothes. I used to spend tremendous amounts of money and time shopping for fashionable fabrics and would have tailors make stylish outfits. I would then saunter through the streets, flaunting my suits with matching ties in order to court women's favor. The other students complained about me to our master, who seemingly had turned a blind eye to it. This went on for 5 years. On occasion, the teacher appeared to hint something by saying, "Your taste is not elegant enough." I would object in all self-righteousness and answer, "But this is made from top-quality textiles." Until one day I did not deck myself out and went to see our master in plain pajamas. Contrary to his usual manner, the teacher kept extolling my new appearance. "You look so wonderful." His words woke me from my fantasy, and I came to see that exquisite and expensive garments do not equate to beauty. From then on, I dropped my craving for wearing only high-end outfits, and I began concentrating on my mind's purification. Through such skillful means my teacher employed, I eventually realized that worldly adornment is really worthless. The most valuable and eternal adornment one can wear is the purification of the heart. Lions and leopards are noted for their prowess of pouncing and devouring. Legendary phoenixes are admired for their lovely and harmonious songs. In defining beauty, each person has his or her own likings. But for a spiritual seeker, the utmost beauty is the genuine, uncontrived bodhicitta. A common saying goes, "Clothes make the man, and trappings make the horse." The habit of judging people by what they wear rather than by what they are has been a deep-rooted habit in ancient as well as modern times. But if a person mistakes this for a maxim, he will reduce himself to a slave of fashion and clothes. Spiritual practitioners should unsubscribe this deep-rooted and irrational notion and, in plain and unadorned exteriors, advance on the road leading to the kingdom of liberation. Do not become fair without, foul within, but be content with what we already have, simple food, simple drink, and simple clothes. These are all that we need. 3rd of July, Year of Renwu, August 11th, 2002.